cloudy, some fog around. And then cloudy on Thursday, mid-30s, as a north wind develops 10 to 15. Thursday night, clouds, maybe some flurries, lows at 20, and then upper 20s, cloudy on Friday, and maybe some breaks of sun as well coming into play more as we get to Friday. And then partly cloudy Friday night, mid-teens, partly sunny Saturday, low 30s, 26 Saturday night. More clouds Sunday and Monday. Looks like the next system actually could be more of a rain event here for us coming up on Monday into Monday night, maybe ending as a little mixed precipice, some snow showers into Tuesday morning. So it could be a little messy with that system starting off next week here for us. But, you know, in the meantime, extra attention to the conditions out there this morning certainly needed.
Are these above-average temperatures, Paul?
Yeah, they certainly are, especially these overnight lows. I mean, we're typically single digits above zero for lows this time of year, and you know we haven't fallen much here for a while.
I appreciate the update as always, Paul. You guys are the best. We appreciate you. Stay safe out there, and we'll talk again tomorrow.
Thanks. Yeah, you too.
Good, the best in the business, right there. Our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center, Paul Trombley. That I thought it seemed like unseasonable temps, you know. But it's one thing when you feel it, but you got to talk to a pro. You got to I got to know. And
once you get the official word, it's like, oh, yep, validation.
And I'm not gonna lie to you guys. There's very few things where I puff my chest out or feel like hockey from. Like if I get something right weather wise, oh, I feel like. I pretty much had that. I knew that. I just wanted him to feel a little smarter and everything, but I knew that.
Oh.
I don't know what it is about weather, but I actually think that as an actor, I would love to play a meteorologist sometime. Like, I would love the Nick Cage's role, the weatherman. I want that remake. Man. I want that gig.
I have to give weather people credit, though. Is there any profession that's been made more fun of than weather people, especially TV weather people?
Attorney, maybe.
Maybe a lawyer.
But outside, I think you're probably right. Yeah, I think you're probably right.
Yeah, I think they get a lot of flack.
They do.
Did want to go over these closings one more time, and I know it's 8 o'clock by now. If you're a good parent, you already know about this. just real quick, one more time, just in case. Adams Friendship Area School District is opening late today. Almond Bancroft opening late, and to go closing is closed today. Let's see here. Emmanuel Lutheran opening late by 2 hours. Loyal School District delayed 2 hours. Merrill going to be delayed 2 hours, along with Nakusa being delayed 2 hours. The Pittsville is under virtual learning for today, and so is Wisconsin Rapids. They are closed today, remote learning today in Wisconsin Rapids. As you know, listening to our show, longtime listeners and everything, if schools are closed, chances are SWEPS is closed.
Yes.
Keep that in mind, everybody. And certainly, as we want to send a shout out to Aaron Wells at the EDRC. Thank you, Aaron, for always getting a hold of us early in the morning. Actually, Aaron had a nice one this morning. Good icy morning.
Yes, very icy.
Due to the school closings and icy weather, we are closing meals in Wisconsin Rapids today. This is both for senior dining meals and Meals on Wheels. Look out for each other. If you happen to know anybody that is, gets those meals, please see if they could use a meal today. If they need anything, checking in on each other. This is what we're about. Let's show the rest of the world what Midwesterners are about.
Yeah.
And look out for each other today. Well, where do we go from there, right? It's a serious one, and it's not a lot of fun and everything. But I do think this is an interesting topic to kind of get our minds going and everything. In 2023, it's 2023, which means that you might have to be in your 40s to remember a time before the internet.
Yep.
And stuff that was only around for a few years, like Friendster or Koosh Balls.
Oh, gosh.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas, or
oh, goodness,
that's mean. That was mean.
That was kind of mean.
That was mean. A new poll asked people how often they did various retro, quote unquote, retro activities that included people of all ages. And here's a rundown of what they found.
Okay.
And I think this is maybe one of our best lists we've ever had.
Oh, cool.
This is really interesting. So again, it's a poll asking people how often they did these activities with people of all ages.
Okay. Interesting question.
So not just with peers, but people younger or older.
Right. Okay.
6% of people haven't listened to music on a cassette. 6% of people have not known the joy of getting, you know, getting to that. Oh, I gotta get to that song. I gotta get that. Oh, I went too far. Dang it! I gotta go back. Oh, I went too far again.
Oh man.
I gotta flip the tape. Oh, I have to flip the tape over. Oh my god! Yep. How? Fine, I'll do it.
Or you pull the cassette out and the strip.
The tape stays in.
Yeah.
And that's where you grab one of the greatest tools in human history: a pencil.
Or a pen.
But usually a pencil was better because it was ridged.
Because it had the
catch.
Yeah, it could catch.
Otherwise, you had to have a Bic pen that has the edges on it.
Yeah. Yep. Nice. That's a good one.
Did you ever go so far, because there were some tapes that I lost that it's still a little hard to get over losing them, but I wanted to keep them around so bad that I actually took one of those little screwdrivers for glasses and would undo the cassette tape just to try to get it right, to see if I could literally tape it together.
I did that before. I literally taped some tapes together. Yes, same here.
Same here. Mm-hmm.
Well, that used to be how they could edit tapes.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
So I mean, that's but not an uncommon
now,
thing.
Now we have to put one of the good things about cassette tapes: mixtapes.
Oh yeah, yes.
You can make your own mixtapes, man.
Mm-hmm. I made this tape for you. I hope you enjoy it. High school.
Oh, it was horrible.
I actually still have a bin, and I don't know if I should be proud of this or admit this or not.
Oh.
I have one of those big size bins in the basement at my parents' house that is filled with nothing but cassette tapes and like a handful of CDs.
Yeah.
And most of those tapes are mixtapes, but what I would do when I was younger and I would write a script or a short story or something like that, I would make a soundtrack for it.
Oh, awesome.
Oh.
And so I would say at least 60% of those tapes are like just soundtracks.
Imaginary soundtracks.
Yeah, imaginary soundtracks, yes.
Nice.
That's awesome, though.
Yeah, I don't know if that's very healthy, though. I don't know if I should admit that.
I think the invention of the CD was purely for not have to do the forward and back thing. Yes. You could just hit a button, it's right next to the next track. That was the whole reason
somebody came up with them. So darn sick and tired of having to fast forward or rewind. I'm going to invent something. 7% haven't used a printer in their own home.
Wow.
I believe that. A printer in your own home is so frustrating.
Yeah.
Because they never work consistently.
Is printer ink so darn expensive still? Like, I understand when printers first came out that, you know, that they were that high, but that was the same thing with like every new type of TV. You know, at one point only rich people could have flat screen TVs. Now you see them on the side of the road.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but printers, still, you've got to basically be a Rockefeller to be able to afford a printer at home and everything. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
The printers themselves are cheap.
Yeah.
But it's the ink that gets you.
Yeah.
9% haven't sent a postcard.
Oh, that's kind of sad.
Yeah.
Postcards are great. Sad. Love postcards.
I guess I can see why they've gone away a bit, but at the same time, I don't know. They were always for fun. I don't think we've had letters for a long time. I don't think that people necessarily needed to send postcards. We just sent them because they're fun.
Postcards are a lot of fun, and you would always get back home before they arrived.
Most often.
Yep.
Yeah. I bought a lot of postcards. I don't send a lot. Like, I buy, when I was a kid, and we would take a trip, like, if we went to the Milwaukee Museum, I would buy a couple postcards because they had such cool pictures on
them
of the destination.
And if you didn't have a camera or something, you could have some, you'd have a picture of what it was.
Some memories of what you went and saw.
10% haven't taken a photo on a non-disposable camera that used film.
That one I can totally believe, man.
Oh,
Yeah.
So, yeah.
The rise of digital cameras really just took over. And then phones.
Of course.
Most people don't even have a digital camera now.
Nope, not anymore.
I was talking to a student the other day, and I was explaining, you know, because they only knew Robin Williams, the comedic actor. So I had to, of course, learn this person. I had to, you know, we had to pause class for a second here and everything, and I had to explain to them the enormity of that man's career.
Right.
And one of the first movies I brought up was 1 Hour Photo, which to me is still top 3, top 5 creepiest performances I've ever seen in my life that Robin pulls off in that movie. And it immediately, 1 Hour Photo, what does that mean?
Oh, no.
in moment, I didn't, like, inside, I didn't age. I physically aged in that moment. I became 150 years old in that moment. Let me tell you about 1 hour photo. It's a great thing. It was,
his hair went, like, whiter. Yes. Just like, whoosh. Yes. Yep. Yep.
Went from salt and pepper to salt.
Like, just salt. Yep.
10% haven't used a wall calendar to keep track of birthdays and events. And this is wrong, people.
This is wrong.
I just got my new calendar.
Yeah.
I get a calendar from the same company every, I've been doing it for about 3 years now. I wouldn't say mom and pop place because they're on Amazon and everything.
Yeah, right.
But it is a husband and wife that run this calendar company, mm-hmm. and they're great calendars. And they're mm-hmm. like $7-$8. And I could easily, I mean, there's a billion free calendars out there. I happen to be walking around with one on my expensive phone all the time.
Of course.
But I like
it. You can't write on it.
Yes. Laura and I were talking about this the other day, but my mom does this, and I want a raise of hands out there, everybody, and I know, yes, this is not a visual medium, it's just for fun. Raise your hands if you still enjoy filling out a calendar. Like, you have the old one, and then you got the new one, and mm-hmm. you fill it out. It's like something you do the first week of the month or a year or whatever.
Yeah, Beth does that in our house, and then we have a separate calendar for the menu each week.
Oh,
when we plan our menu, so we have to, you know, get that, so, yeah.
I don't know.
We still use them.
I kept calendars for years, and I kept them all because it's kind of a diary of my life.
I love it.
Yeah. During mm-hmm. those years.
That's
because
true.
I wrote everything on it.
Yeah.
I have the first like 9 or 10 calendars when I first started having calendars from like senior year till like my early mid-20s or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I still have them somewhere in a box. I hear you, Melissa. They are a journal. They are a timepiece, like almost a time capsule in a way. Yeah.
Yes, they are.
I want to remember what I was doing at that time. It's, mm-hmm. it's right there.
It's a great
and
thing.
I do have most of it is now in my phone. I have all my birthdays in my mm-hmm. phone, so I don't update a home calendar anymore, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I still keep a calendar on the wall.
Oh okay. Yes. Right on. Yeah.
As long as you're not like my sister, one in every single room.
Yes, that's hilarious to me. That's hilarious to me. I got to get to know her. I really got to talk to her because she's my kind of people.
Yeah.
11% haven't bought a physical newspaper.
Again, that makes sense considering it really does.
And now where are you going to find them?
Yeah.
You know, thankfully, our good friends at the Wisconsin Rapid City Times are still putting out a paper. And
Everyone gets that free every Wednesday, so we don't have an excuse in town here because we actually get a free newspaper. But
I look online at all the papers. Mm-hmm. Now, I would love to have the New York Times and the Washington Post and everything delivered to me or something like that. I love the feel of a paper in my hands. Mm-hmm. Same thing. I never ask me which one I like more, the feeling of that or a book in my hands, because it's hard for me to decide. I love the both of those feelings. Sure. But, I mean, I'm being honest with the audience, I couldn't tell you the last time I bought a newspaper. And I wish I could say that I had. I would love to lie to you guys even and say that. But I haven't. And I want the newspaper industry to survive. I would. This is the twist in this here, actually, because if I'm being really honest with the audience, it's not so much the newspaper industry I want to survive. I want journalism to survive.
Yeah.
And so much of the only good journalists we have anymore are in the newspaper industry. Mm-hmm. They're some of the only people still actually doing literal journalism.
Reporting,
I'm not talking about, talking head on the news or something, just getting something handed to them and them repeating it and reading it.
Right.
Or giving their opinion.
Or an opinion, which is a lot of what it's become, right?
That is not news. News is, hey, something's going on here. I'm going to ask some people about this and this and this, mm-hmm. and I'm going to follow up on this, and I'm going to do some actual digging. Yeah. And then when I have everything and I know that everything's correct, I bring it to the masses.
Mm-hmm.
That's journalism.
That's reporting.
Where's journalism on this list? Yeah. How many people have actually heard a real journalist talk? Let me see here. What's that percentage? Yeah. So 12% haven't used a fountain pen to write.
That one's kind of curious.
It's actually shocking that it's not even higher, unless they were a little loose on their definition of fountain pen. That might be the case, but 13% say that they currently use fountain pens.
Okay. So. All right.
13% haven't used the yellow pages to look up a phone number.
That totally makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Same percentage that haven't used a public payphone.
Wait a minute. They still have public payphones.
Yeah. 15%
in movies, they do.
Yeah, it's in the movies. Poor Superman.
I can't decide his phone booth.
Just walking around all day.
Looking for a phone booth.
Nothing but disasters around him.
But he can't change because there's change. No phone booths.
There's no phone booth. The whole world's going to suffer because we got rid of phone booths. Way to go, everybody. 50% haven't listened to music on a vinyl record player, even if it's hip again.
Really? Mm. Well,
those are coming back, though.
Oh, yes, they are. But it does. It takes more time to get a record out and get it set to where you want and all that kind of stuff.
And you have to flip it over.
And again, you have to flip it over, which is one of the great joys of life, if you ask me, playing a vinyl record. But
yeah, I enjoy it, actually. Yeah. I like that part, yeah.
Well, and the fact that they have Bluetooth capability now, I think, is going to make them a lot more...
Oh, yeah.
You know, people can buy them. They don't have to have a whole system. They can connect it to a speaker they already have.
Exactly.
It's pretty darn cool.
Yeah.
16% haven't used a floppy disk on a computer. Boy, I remember those.
Boy, the life of the floppy disk wasn't even that long. It really wasn't. So that one is, I don't know.
18% haven't used a physical roadmap.
Mm. Wow.
19% haven't connected to the internet using a dial-up connection.
Oh, they're missing out.
Yeah. Man, the roadmap thing. We need to make sure we keep roadmaps.
Oh, yeah.
We need to make the physical ones. Those are important. Yes. Mm-hmm.
25% haven't used a phone, rotary phone.
Yeah.
26% haven't watched black and white television. 26% haven't owned an encyclopedia. 33% haven't typed on a typewriter.
Okay. Mm.
36% haven't sent a fax.
Again, not a long shelf life with faxes.
Yeah.
They were really big for a while, yeah.
That still try to use them end up being frustrated most of the time.
Can only imagine.
Never really worked
forget
that
it.
Well
I'm
anyway.
Scanning this in and emailing it.
Exactly. Basically, yeah. Trying to help the fax people, but nope, can't.
They won't let us.
They're so frustrating. No. Now, here's an interesting one. 42% haven't smoked a cigarette.
Whoa.
And actually, Seth and I were talking a little bit off air about this when listening to the news and everything. What Melissa was saying in her news break, which we encourage you to listen to in a little bit here, about the decline in smoking and that.
In cigarette sales.
In cigarette sales, I'm sorry. The decline in cigarette sales. Thank you, Melissa. And I honestly didn't think in my lifetime that would happen when I was a kid. This is when my parents were smoking. They haven't for over 20 years, but when they were smoking, and my clothes stunk like smoke, and I was going to school, and my teacher takes me aside, James, are you smoking? I'm like, no, my mom and dad do. I'm 13. I'm bad, but I'm not that bad. Like, I mean, I'm a bad kid. Don't get me wrong. You should be talking to me. It's very smart of you. It's way ahead. But no, I didn't do that, at least. I never dreamed that. I swear. That was one of those things. I honestly would have bet $100 that would never happen. And I'd double down that they would ever get rid of a type of cigarette. But right now, you're hard-pressed to find menthol cigarettes.
Oh, yep.
Yeah.
I think this is pretty impressive. As a society and everything, I think it's pretty impressive that this has happened.
I mean, that doesn't take into account vapes.
No, right, of course.
E-cigarettes. No. Yeah. And people of the report that I was looking at doesn't also take into account sales from other states because are other states that have lower taxes.
True.
You know.
But still, that's really...
But it is. I think it is an encouraging... trend.
Oh, I you know, understanding all of that context, and I say it even stronger, I never thought this would happen.
Even
a dent in this armor.
Right.
Think of how strong the tobacco industry was for how long. They got people in office, the tobacco industry was pretty dang powerful quite some
pretty
time.
Pretty sure they still do.
They still have a few. You're right.
You ain't lying. It is pretty crazy to me to see that happen.
Yeah.
Because a lot of that has to be self-policing. A lot of that has to be personal choice. People
just not doing it.
I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not going to continue. It's crazy to me. It's impressive to me. Mm-hmm. 73% of people have not had a MySpace account.
It's believable.
Oh.
And
MySpace.
Yeah, my favorite one on this list, 73% of people have not used a pager.
Wow.
Now you talk about, Seth, you've mentioned a couple of times things that have a short shelf life.
Yes.
Maybe none other more than the pager. The rise and fall of the poor pager.
And then the personal digital assistant.
Oh, yes.
The PDA. Yes. Another one.
I had one of those.
Did you? Oh, okay.
The PDA, that's a good one.
Wow.
Yeah, it was like the precursor to having it all on your cell phone.
Exactly. Yep.
It was like a pocket-sized computer. But yeah, I didn't get to use it for very long.
Didn't last.
A little bit later, we are going to get into the top five activities that should be retro activities by now, but they aren't. And that is an interesting list, people.
I'll bet.
Yeah. We got a couple of those there that we can get into. So we'll do that a little bit later. But we got to get into Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Mm-hmm. We got Melissa's News. And we, of course, had the Wicked Awesome Award of Wednesday from our friends at Quality Plus Printing. We got a lot to do this hour, Gabe.
We do. Wow.
You
get to it here on the morning show at WFHR.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear AOL buddy. Happy birthday to you.
Hey, thank you, Zoe. Zoe Deschanel, everybody, friend of the show. It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends at Misty's Menu, and it's time for you to treat yourself. Do it slowly, though. If you're going to head on over to Misty's Menu, do it slowly.
Take your time. It'll be there.
And we wish a good, safe morning to our friends at Misty's Menu. Encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over there. They're open till 2, 6 to 2, 7 days a week, and 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. I did want to get to our current birthdays, anniversaries. Quickly, a couple of notes. Want to remind the audience that, hey, get us your birthdays and anniversaries. Send them to info@WFHR.com or james@WFHR.com. You can like our Facebook page and direct message us that way. Get us your B-days and anniversaries. Mm-hmm. We are still waiting to hear from Kathy Waller, our winner of December.
Last month.
Now, we got to make this fair, though, Kathy. So if we don't hear from you by Friday, we're going to have to pull a new winner.
Yeah.
You know, we've got to take care of this and everything. Yeah, we have a job to do around here. So please, if you were the one that got us Kathy's name, because the email I looked up, and I actually had the email in my deleted files. Mm-hmm. So I emailed this person back when this happened, and I still haven't heard from them.
Okay.
So I'll email them one more time, and hopefully anybody out there listening, if you happen to know Kathy or anything like that, please reach out and let us know.
Yes, please.
Otherwise, be listening Friday and you might win some whiskey, you know, if you had a birthday or anniversary in December.
Yeah. You never know. Mm-hmm.
For now, I need a one or a two from Seth.
All right, let's do two.
Okay, let's do that. And that gives us our qualifier. That's kind of funny. All right, so first up, we want to wish a happy birthday to Ali de Moragli.
Allie. Happy birthday, Allie.
Happy birthday.
Have a great day, Allie. Hope it's a good one for you. Enjoy your day. Mm-hmm. And our qualifier today, celebrating their 48th anniversary. And this is funny to me because for a very long time, this man could not have won anything here. But now he can. Because he no longer works here because he's retired. One of the best in the business when he was doing it, Mr. Jeff Siegler. Well, Jeff and Marilyn, his wonderful wife, are celebrating their 48th anniversary.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah.
Wishing you a great one, Jeff. Hope it's a great day for you and yours. And Marilyn, you enjoy. You deserve it. You enjoy this day, Marilyn. You don't meet Jeff and you don't let, you know, the great people. Appreciate both of you guys. And I'm really happy to see those names on this list.
Yeah.
That's great. Happy 48th, you two.
That's always a good one.
Enjoy. Let us take a look at our celebrity list now. Australian singer Cody Simpson is 26. Cody Simpson has 4.8 million followers and 1 million subscribers.
Okay.
I have no idea who Cody Simpson is.
Me neither.
But a lot more people
know. At least 4 million people know who they are, yeah.
A lot more people know Cody Simpson than they do James Maloff, I'll tell you that. Like, yeah, jeez. He doesn't need me to know him.
No.
Lindsay Arnold is 29, Dancing with the Stars pro. She won the 25th season with Jordan Fisher.
All right.
Let's see.
Too bad Beth's not here.
It always happens.
Anything
with
Dancing
with the
that,
Stars happens when she's not here. Yeah, I feel bad for her. I do think of her every time with that thing, though. Great actor, Amanda Peet is 51 today.
Oh, wow.
HBO's Toughness and The Whole Nine Yards. She recently starred with Hank Azar and Brockmire. Mm-hmm. Great comedic actress.
Am I wrong in this, James? You're going to have to correct me if I'm wrong. I believe she was, Honey Bun from Pulp Fiction? Was that Amanda Peet?
No, that wasn't her.
Okay.
No, that was, now you've got me. Because Tim Roth, of course, in it.
No, Jane, we got to look it up now.
Yeah, I have to, because otherwise, now if it was just us off air, I would just sit there and for a good 20 minutes trying to come up with it. But I'll have to look that one up. I will look that one up.
I didn't mean to throw a wrench into things.
Amanda Peet and her do have some similarities, so I see what you're saying.
But Amanda Peet has a very impressive IMDb page.
She's been in lots of stuff.
So one of the things I've always enjoyed about her is she does not shy away from comedic roles. And you just don't see a whole ton of actresses really doing that. That's one of the things that I enjoyed about, not just the only thing, of certainly, but she's got a lot of great things about her career.
Yes.
That I've enjoyed. And let me see. It is, dang it. I am so mad at myself. Amanda Plummer.
Amanda Plummer. Amanda That's Plummer. What it was. Same first name. That's what I was thinking.
The
okay.
great, wonderful Amanda Plummer.
Okay.
Is such a great, fearless actress.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite, if not my favorite, like voice of newer, younger. Well, she's not new, but the queen of hip hop soul, I will say.
Mm-hmm.
Mary J. Blige is 52 today.
Oh, wow.
Love me some Mary J.
Yes.
Love Mary J. Blige. Tom Rollins is 52, one of the Chemical Brothers.
Ooh, very nice.
Block, rock, and beats.
Mm-hmm.
Dang good band. Good band. Let's see here. Jason Connery is 60. Sean Connery's son.
Sean Connery.
It's a great impression. Naomi Judd would have been 77 today. Born in 1946. Of course, passed away last year. She is the mother of Wyona.
Mm-hmm.
Heck of a career. Heck of a legacy she leaves behind.
Great singer.
The great, arguably the last great sax player of the 80s. Clarence Clemens, born on this day in 1942, passed away in 2011. Saxophone player for Bruce Springsteen's E Street Band. Frederick Dennis Green, born on this day in 1949, passed away in 2015. One of the 67 vocalists in Sha Na Na who is not Bowser.
John Bowser Bauman. Yeah, that's right.
And I think you're hard-pressed. This has got to be top 10 sports nicknames of all time, not to mention one of the greatest dunkers of all time, Mr. Daryl Dawkins, born on this day, Chocolate Thunder, 1957 to 2015. He's the former center of the Philadelphia 76ers, known for shattering backboards with dunks.
Mm-hmm.
Back when they didn't just have another backboard just sitting there, so they had to wait like 20 hours for a new backboard to be able to finish the game.
Shaq had nothing on him.
Nothing on him. You hear Shaq talk about it and everything, and he'll even tell you that. Like, what he did was more of weight.
Mm-hmm.
What Daryl Dawkins did was willpower. And strength. And again, Chocolate Thunder. Go ahead, try to top that nickname.
That's a good one. That's a great one.
Such a good nickname. One more time, a very happy birthday to Ali de Morogoli. And a very happy birthday, 48th anniversary, I'm sorry, to Jeff and Marilyn Siegler, our qualifiers today.
Have great days, everybody.
Happy anniversary.
Encourage you to celebrate and spend your time over at Misty's Menu. Get there safely. But they are open till 2, so you got plenty of time to get there safely. Mm-hmm. Take your time there. Yep. No excuse to slowly go there.
The pie will wait for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Get there and let them know that it's your birthday and you get a free slice of one of Brian's pies. Encourage you to celebrate and head on over there. Now, we want you to listen to Melissa's news first, then go over to Misty's Menu safely.
Yeah, there you go.
They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week in 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. Wish them a good day from all of us here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here on WFHR. Serious comedy to start your day. And if your name is Gloria,
I'm so kinda, for you.
I'm kind of sorry. I mean, you've probably heard this song quite a bit in your time. I apologize. Otherwise, everybody else, hey, Gloria. We hope you're having a great start to your day out there. Thanks so much for hanging out with us, everybody. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We're going to be joined by another friend of ours real soon. Phil Hartley from Quality Plus Printing is going to be joining us with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
We'll touch on this, and then if Phil calls in, maybe we'll wrap it up later. We'll see how this goes.
All right.
It's a short list, so maybe we can get through it pretty quickly here. We were just talking about retroactivities and the percentage of people that outside of our age range that had done them with us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, obviously very low numbers. Well, let's get into this. Activities that should be retroactivities by now but aren't.
Hmm.
Okay.
like you know, things that we feel like we should have. I've mentioned this before. It's not on this list, so I'll mention it again. You know, filling a dead tire, taking care of a flat.
Oh, okay.
We're still doing it the same way we did in 1920, yeah, like exactly. When cars were first invented.
Yeah, right.
Like, how has this happened? How have we not evolved this? Because it's so weird to me. I'm not saying that, well, it's just the best way to do it, so why would it evolve? Mm-hmm. I get that. Jacks have evolved and maybe, mm-hmm. you know, and stuff like that. But,
yep.
you know, it's one of those weird things.
A little easier to use, but yeah, otherwise.
It still seems kind of weird that we're same, doing yeah. it the same way that our great-grandparents did and everything.
Yeah.
So we got a call coming in. We'll go ahead and we'll get back to this after our break. But first up, every Wednesday we are joined by our great friends from Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Phil Hartley joins these airwaves. Good morning, Phil.
Woo, good morning. Did you slip slide in?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Yeah, yeah. How are you guys over there? Everybody getting in okay?
Yeah, everybody made her in. I know, it's always a little, some of the side streets though here, Oton Rapids, obviously.
Mm.
Yeah.
A little bit crazy. We're thinking about having a little skating rink out in front of our
it's not a bad idea. Not a bad idea.
You know, group building experience, trying to pick each other up, maybe. But
yeah, there you go.
Phil, of course, joins us every Wednesday with our Wicked Awesome Word. What do you got for us today, Phil?
You know, I've been saving this one up in my back pocket, and I figured I'd use it today. So the Wicked Awesome Word for Wednesday is onomatopoeia.
Yes, yes.
It's a good one.
I haven't used it. I've had this one since we started doing this, James. How long have we been doing this?
Oh, jeez. Yeah, at least 6 months. Yeah.
You know, yeah. So I've had this one ever since, but I said, well, I'm going to wait and use it when I think it'd be good. So I went with it today. Mm-hmm. So onomatopoeia, which if I have to sell this, we could be here a couple hours.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is the one you want on Wheel of Fortune and you say, buy a vowel.
Yes, yes.
It's
going to
be rich. You know, if they were worth it. onomatopoeia.
It's a lot of O's. Yeah.
So, yeah, a little bit of O's. So it's the legal or real definition is the formation of a word with the sound associated with what it's named. And so it's cuckoo bird.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Onomatopoeia, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. You know, an example of onomatopoeia or sizzle from the thing when you hear it.
Meow. Or really any animal noises made up.
Exactly. Yeah. Right?
So we could, you know, that's something you could do all day. Come up with words that are onomatopoeia.
Oh, we could easily. This could be a new segment. The onomatopoeia segment, yes, where we're just making up new words. Yes.
I don't know if it's good radio, but hey, you know.
Yeah. Batman comics.
Yes.
Zap, zing.
Zing. Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's true.
The old Batman show. That's what,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Anything on the old comic books where they light up with the,
you know. Yeah. I'm sorry. I gotta pause for a second. I love that it was Melissa that called that and not the two comic book nerds over here.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
that's great. That's great. That's a good one, Phil. I'm glad you hung on to that one, too. What a great way to kick off the year. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. That's a fun one right there.
It's going to be hard to talk now. That's why I was saving it. I'm going, I don't know what I do after that one.
That's true. It's going to be difficult. But you could join us next Wednesday to find out how Phil tops that, because he will top it.
Oh,
he
yeah, you'll find something. Mm-hmm.
We'll find something. I don't know.
Phil,
it's one of those cliffhangers like in the old radio days.
Yes. I like that. Yeah. Phil, how are things going over at the shop? Are you keeping busy over there?
Oh, yeah. We're staying busy. No, I'm happy. Again, I'm blessed to be in a great community. And so many businesses, when they come to us, they're saying they're looking to go local. They want to go local. And even the business, you know, the paper mills, the bigger businesses that are here in town do their very best to try to keep what they can, because some of them are owned by corporations far away or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But they put up a good fight and tell me that, but they try to keep things here local what they can. And we're so appreciative of that. And, of course, you know, doing that obviously helps me and be able to employ more people and mm-hmm. do more different projects. So I'm happy with that.
Mm-hmm.
No, blessed. No, we're staying busy, James. I appreciate that. And working on some new projects.
Well, we appreciate you guys over there. Phil, bringing a note to like that to what you said, I really appreciate the context of that. I think that's a really good note to bring up. It's something important. and it's something that gets a little lost in the shuffle, whereas we just kind of adapt. We just keep adapting to, you know, one mill closes, we adapt. Another mill closes, we adapt. And I think that there's something, two sides of that. There's one side where we can say, hey, we've done a pretty good job considering staying afloat and helping small businesses and looking out for each other. And there's the other part of that, that we've lost a lot of local businesses in the last couple of years because of these factors. And it's important for us to keep our local businesses alive, shop local, buy local. It's never been more important than in 2023 to do these things.
I totally agree with you. And when you get in this position of owning a business, you know, like I have in the last year, you can really see what a difference it makes in the companies that want to do that and understand it and really fight for it. It's really neat to see, and we can't appreciate them enough.
I talk about this all the time, and I've actually, like when I first started mentioning this a couple of years ago, I would get some pushback from some people. Now I'm getting people telling me they're doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. I only shop at places that put back into this community. I go to places like Quality Plus that advertise here, that do these things. Not, I don't mean just people that advertise with us. that'd be so self-indulgent. No, that'd be so. I only ever. No, I don't do that. I don't mean it that way. But if I go to a River Kings game and I see you advertising with them, that's a place I want to work with. Yep. That's the people I want to be with. All of our local businesses that do that in this town, I support, and I believe that everybody should do that. It's part of how you keep our dollars in town. It's part of how you help the people that are helping all of us.
That's right.
Oh, no doubt. In this business, I've gotten to meet and know so many small businesses that I didn't even know existed just a few years ago that are here in our community and then obviously need us to give them some attention and go see their products and what they do. And I think so many people, obviously, including me, who I think is out and about in town quite a lot, you know, in the past. But boy, I've learned so much more what local people, some of the local businesses have to offer. So many small businesses that are just starting up or doing it from their house, whatever, but they're looking to get this local business from our community. And so pay attention, get out there and you know, dig up these small businesses that really need your help.
And part of how you can do that is spreading the word about local businesses, especially when you hear about them here at WFHR. Encourage you to reach out to our friends at Quality Plus for all your printing needs. They are over at 3515 A Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. You can't miss them. They have the big ice rink right in front of their... No.
I'm putting music out now and bikes.
grab your ice skates and head on over to Quality Plus.
And I have a Keurig machine inside.
Hey, there you go.
So you can warm up, get some coffee.
There you go. Join them over at, and be sure to bookmark their page, QP Printing. Also, you follow them on social media. They've got a great Facebook page, a wonderful Instagram. And I wanted to do this, too. I meant to do this last week, Phil. I apologize. They have a great LinkedIn profile, and I am following it right now. There we go. I just hit it. Yeah. Just click the button right
there. There you go. Nice.
Oh, it's another great way to support local businesses, following their online things and promoting them that way as well. Phil, we're already looking forward to next Wednesday, brother. You have a great day, and be safe over there. Tell everybody hi for us, okay?
We'll do. You guys as well. Thank you very much for all you do.
Thank you, Phil. Take care. Again, join our friends at QP Quality Plus Printing with all your printing needs. Now we'll take this quick break, come back, have some more fun, wrap it, and take it to the top of the hour here on The Morning Show at WFHR.
One.
Thanks a lot, Jennifer. Welcome back to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Big shout out to our friend Phil Hartley and our friends over at Quality Plus Printing. Wishing you guys a safe good morning over there.
Indeed.
Yes, yes.
It's time to continue that conversation about retroactivities that by now, they should be retro, but they're still around. We're still doing things this way. I mentioned the, I think a good example is, you know, fixing a flat tire. That's one of those. How about this one? Flossing. Sawing string between our teeth feels very 1723 instead, not 2023. That's a good one. They do have, I do like the idea of sawing.
Yeah.
Well, they get these water picks now and everything.
Yeah.
And they've had them for years. I don't mean like they just, like.
Right. We had one when I was a kid.
Yeah, so my parents had one too. Yep.
Those things seem, but it doesn't seem like we've really evolved. Like none of those things has really risen up to the place of flossing.
Nope, the floss is still there. And I don't mean the dance.
How about this? dropped calls. Come on, phone company. Is it that hard to provide a cellular coverage to the back of our house?
No. Yes, it is, apparently.
Apparently it is. Apparently, yes, apparently it is. And certainly, as you've been listening to the news and listening to Mel's news, we understand how important and the how dire broadband can be and stuff.
Oh, so, wow, yes.
Scrubbing the barbecue grill. Why can't we just lock the lid, press a wash button, and open an hour later to behold sparkly clean pot grates?
You know, I'm totally on board with that. As a person who is very poor at cleaning their grill and has had to deal with a fire or two in there,
oh no!
That's funny. That's this. I would definitely make use of this one. Yes.
Yeah.
I don't mind that idea, but I will say your forearms are not going to be as big. I mean, that's how you build up your forearms.
Because I want Popeye forearms. Exactly, that's what I
exactly.
want.
Exactly. You
want
to walk around like me. Like, yeah. you got good forearms, but the rest of you is just like a string bean. It's like, yeah. Figuring out what the dog wants. What do you want, Sam? Please.
Just tell me.
I can't figure you out. If we had the technology to hit an asteroid 7 million miles in space, how can I not figure out what woof means or rough means? That's funny. I wonder if that technology will ever happen.
Yeah, I have my doubts.
I heard I thought I'd do this myself. I looked into this, and because we've talked a couple of times about how Stephen Hawking said that time travel is actually more we're closer to time travel than we are doing the transporter
thing. Star Trek's transporter.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah. That you know time you know as we're understanding it more and more is a bendable is yep. in these things. So I think it's funny to think of that we could have that before we understand how animals talk, because there's literally we're not even a beat into that. We have no idea. There's no clue, no research, nothing like that. Yep. Caesar Milan can tell you a bit. Maybe that's as close as we got. But yeah, that's it. Paying $70 for printer toner. We were just talking about
this. We were just talking about that. It's a racket. It is a racket.
Is there vibranium in those cartridges?
I want to know.
Well, I was reading when we looked at it up earlier that they sell printers at a loss, and these companies make their profit off of the cartridges.
Yes, they do.
I mean, a gallon of it costs over $12,000.
It's insane.
Are you kidding?
There's got to be a way. Well, there is. It's called the fax machine. Around that, really.
I mean, right.
Yeah. Writing down our dreams. We don't want a smartwatch that records our steps. We want a smartwatch that records our awesome dreams.
I don't want that.
No, I'm completely Ron Burgundy that, and I was reading what was in front of me.
Yeah.
I do not want that. In part, not because I got anything weird or anything like that. It's because my dreams are boring. I have boring dreams.
You're not
I don't think anybody. I don't want to watch them. I fall asleep during my dreams. Like it's the only way I get any sleep.
My dreams are so boring that I fall asleep during my dreams. That's great. I love that.
It's a method. I mean, go with what works.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. Pushing all those buttons at the gas pump, why don't we have a biometric fill-up profile so that the pump just scans our eye and knows right away that we, A, don't want a car wash, B, don't want a Chevron card, we don't have a Chevron card, we don't need Supreme, we don't need this or that. I just want gas.
Scans our eye?
Yeah,
that's a little invasive.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. Wow. Yeah,
I don't
keep the database for that one. No, thanks. I don't want the oil companies to have that. Sorry.
But having it programmed into a card, like one of those ones that you get points on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
at different
right.
gas stations. Like the Quick Trip card.
Yeah, I mean, there you go.
That could have your preferences on it.
Yeah.
I also think, because you go a lot of places you go to get your hair cut nowadays, they have notes like, this person gets this all the time and everything. So something kind of like that, I guess, a little similar, but I don't know.
That they don't have the chance to upsell you then. They're never going to do that. They always want to be able to, but if I just keep asking them questions, eventually they're going to buy that car wash.
Outside of the whole, being able to figure out what animals want and everything, I don't think any of these are ever going to happen. because of what Melissa just said.
Yeah, you're right. We're too busy watching the TVs on our gas pumps. You know.
Right.
I'm glad that they finally labeled the mute button.
Yeah.
That's right.
Because otherwise I got to push more buttons just to shut the stupid thing down from making sound.
I hadn't thought about that. You're right.
Commuting. Just commuting.
Just commuting?
Just commuting. Just commuting. Like, what are we doing? Where's my jetpack? Where's my hoverboard?
Yeah.
Come on. You lied to me, Back to the Future. I'm very mad at Steven Spielberg. What? I'm very mad at him right now.
James, you know, you've been told many times to stop basing your life on movies. It's only going to end up at heartbreak, man. Yes, yes. I'm telling you.
I just want a hoverboard. That's all I want. Have we proven we can use hoverboards? Have we proven we can have flying cars?
Apparently not.
Apparently not.
I mean, we may not have the technology, but the people that created it are kind of like, we'll just hold off on this for another couple of years. Maybe just wait until society gets a little bit smarter.
Better, yeah.
That was 30 years ago.
Yeah.
They've been waiting and waiting.
Still
and
waiting.
I mean, to be fair, they did come out with a product called Hoverboard.
Very little hovering.
Yeah.
Right? At least the actual hovering. But yeah.
I mean, they are kind of cool. But.
They are, but...
Do want to get into a bunch of entertainment news when we come back. We're also going to tell you about this amazing, awesome, wonderful giveaway that we got going on around here.
Yeah.
We were talking about small businesses earlier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no kidding.
Yep. All that coming up for you right here on Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio.